thirsty using your talents. In preparing for the end time, Jesus told us interesting stories. One is just the following of the parable of the 10 virgins. It's the parable of the talents. Again, Jesus says it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, the next one gets 2, and the third one gets 1. And then this man disappears. So the first one starts working. And the second one starts working with his talents. And the third one, he digs a hole and puts it in there. That's it. After a long time, this man comes back and calls his servants. Now, what have you done with that, what I've given you? And the first one says, well, I've got 5, and now I've got 10. Oh, good, fine. He is told, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. That's something, isn't it? Next one. What about you? I've got 2, and I've doubled them. I've got 4 now. Well done. Yeah? Share the time in your master's happiness. Then the third one comes with the 1 talent. Yeah? What about it? Well, I have made a hole, have put it there, and here you have it again. You haven't done anything with it? You're an unfaithful servant. Away with you. And what about the talent? The one with the 5 who has 10 now will get 11. Interesting. What is the sense of this parable? Jesus has entrusted us with talents, hasn't he? We, when we are born from our parents, grandparents, and so on, great-grandparents, we have received genes, talents. What are you going to do with it? Jesus says, use your talents. Use them. Use them in my service. Use them for me. Everything you use for Jesus will become more and more and more. You will be able to do things you've never even dreamed of. Just do it. Go on. Use your talents. The time will come when your master will ask you, what have you done with all the gifts I've given to you? What do you say then? I've made a hole and have left it there. Is that all you can say then? Is this the sense of your life? When you look back in your deathbed, what is your sense in life? What have you done for your master up to now? Preparation for the end time means using your talents for the master. Then he will multiply it. That makes sense, doesn't it? Till tomorrow.